Almighty God we serve. A miraculous God we serve.
More music at houseofsongs.com.
Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Good day, all my fans all over the world. I want to appreciate God for your life, that we all made it to the month of October. To God be the glory, great things he has done. This morning, I'm here to let you know that this month of October is Christian, your month of remembrance. Somebody say, my month of remembrance. This month of October, God is going to remember you. We are looking at three people in the Bible who we have forgotten, but their time of remembrance came. The first person we are looking at this morning is a man called Noah. God destroyed the whole earth with water. Every living thing died. Noah was in the ark, but in the book of Genesis 8, verse 1, the Bible says God remembered Noah. This month will be remembered. God did not only remember Noah, he remembered to keep the covenant that he made with Noah. This month, God will remember you for good. In the name of Jesus. The second person we are looking at this morning is a woman called Hannah, who was barren for so many years that the husband had to go and marry another wife called Penina. But the Bible said in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 9 that God remembered Hannah. Your time of remembrance has come in the mighty name of Jesus. We are also looking at a man called Joseph, who was in prison due to no fault of his. The devil saw his vision and wanted to destroy him so that vision would not be bettered. He was arrested and thrown into the dungeon. In the book of Genesis 41 verse 9, the Bible says Joseph was remembered by the butler. Joseph had interpreted the dream of the butler, but when the butler was released, he forgot Joseph. I don't care to know whatever is putting you in this condition, but God is a God of mercy in this month of October. The Lord has created your month of remembrance. Tell yourself, it's my month of remembrance. Hallelujah. This morning we are looking at another man called Mordecai. Mordecai was a man of God, a Jew, but he was taken away by the enemies and he was serving under King Ahasuerus in Shushan as a maidguard or a gateman. He told the king about the conspiracy of some of his servants to kill him. And that conspiracy was exposed. But the king forgot to reward Mordecai. The Bible says that night, but the king could not sleep. King Ahasuerus could not sleep until he remembered Mordecai. And there was a man standing between Mordecai and his victory, standing between the Jews and their victory in Shushan. His name was Haman. But by the grace of God, God rooted Haman from the root. I don't care to know whatever has been putting you in this bondage of delay and shame, of embarrassment. Today, the Lord will root out whatever has been responsible for this your delay, lack of testimony in the name of Jesus. I come with great news unto you, child of God. It is your month of remembrance. Just tell yourself, it is my month of remembrance. Say it again and say it again. Let the devil hear you. Let your situation hear you, that heaven must remember you this month. I come with good tidings of great joy to let you know that God's mind towards you is to give you an expected end. So I don't care whatever is responsible for you not being remembered. But this morning, the good news is that the Lord who remembers people remember you for good. In the name of Jesus, the Lord remember you and prosper you. The Lord remember you and promote you. The Lord remember you and bless you. It is your month of remembrance in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are watching me from, look at that situation. It has been there for a while, but no solution. You have done your best. Nothing is happening. I prophesy upon your life this morning. Heaven will remember you for good. In the name of Jesus, your time of remembrance is now. In the name of Jesus, your time of remembrance is now. In the name of Jesus, this is October 1st, 2022. I prophesy over your head that the God who remembers people for good remembers you. Your marriage is due, you are remembered. You are due to have children, you are remembered. You are due for promotion, you are remembered. You are due for any good thing in life, that will give your life a meaning. I prophesy this morning you are remembered. In the name of Jesus, the God of heaven remember you. The God who remember Joseph remember you. The God who remember Noah remember you. The God who remember Anna remember you. You are entitled to that testimony, and nobody can stop it. Any power stopping standing between you and your testimony, that power is rooted out from its root. In the name of Jesus, that power is cursed from its root. In the name of Jesus, hammer gave way for the Jews to flourish in Shushan. Every hammer standing between you and your next level, I curse it from his root. And hammer was hung on his gallows. Not only him, himself and his 10 sons were hung on the gallows that he prepared for the Jews in Shushan. I prophesy over your life today that the God of heaven will rise up on your behalf and look at your direction and say, my daughter, take your testimony. My son, take your testimony. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be unto you. Whatever you desire, receive it now. Because you believe in this God, he will rise up on your feet now and do for you that which will make your joy to be full. You are welcome to the month of October. This month you're going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. The Lord supply your food and your water and bless him for you in Jesus' name. The angels are giving charge over you. Wherever you go, you will not dash your feet against any stone. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy in the name of Jesus, as many who rise up against you will fall for your sake. So be it in the name of Jesus. I hand you over to the Most High God, who is able to keep and watch over you. Throughout this month, you will know no shame. You will know no embarrassment. You will know no disgrace. You will not go down. There shall be no loss in your house. There shall be no loss in your life. You will not lose your head. You will not lose your salvation. You will not lose your loved one. Your loved one will not lose you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare you blessed.
More music at houseofsongs.com.
In Jesus' name, you are remembered. Amen. Welcome to your month of celebration. God bless you.